AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha. Always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
Just a little heads up before something bad happens.
Move your coffee cup away from your computer.
Oh, no, 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 no.
So you can have more control.
Stop. You're texting your boss by mistake.
Uh-oh.
Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes like managing your weight, getting active, stopping smoking, and eating healthier, you can stop prediabetes before it leads to type 2 diabetes. It's easy to learn your risk. Take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org.
Warning, the cap is loose on that ketchup.
Ugh. Don't wait. You have the power to change the outcome. Visit doihaveprediabetes.org today. That's doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners.
And we're live here outside the Perez family home just waiting for the... And there they go! Almost on time this morning. Mom is coming out the front door strong with a double-arm kid carry. Looks like Dad has the bags. Daughter is bringing up the rear. Oh, but the diaper bag wasn't closed. Diapers and toys are everywhere. Ooh, but Mom has just nailed the perfect car seat buckle for the toddler. And now the eldest daughter, who looks to be about 9 or 10, has secured herself in the booster seat. Dad zips the bag closed, and they're off. Ah, but looks like Mom doesn't realize her coffee cup is still on the roof of the car. And there it goes. Oh, that's a shame. That mug was a fam favorite.
Don't sweat the small stuff. Just nail the big stuff, like making sure your kids are buckled correctly in the right seat for their age and size. Learn more at nhtsa.gov/the right seat.
Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat.
Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more.
I learned patience from my adoptive dad. All he had to say was,
"Hey, you got this. Just breathe." Hey, we're pretty good.
Yeah.
Might have to start a band.
I got it.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
AdoptUSKids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting. A Teenager. Learning the Lingo.
Today, I'm going to help parents translate teen slang. Now, when a teen says something is on fleek, it's exactly like saying, "That's rad." It simply means that something is awesome or cool. Another one is totes. It's exactly like saying, "Totally," just shorter. As in, "I totes love going to the mall with Becca." Another word you might hear is jelly. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous, as in, "Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case."
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will think you're, rad, just the same. To learn more, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
What is dedication?
I am the father of a 9-year-old little girl and a 6-year-old little boy. And I find fatherhood both relentlessly challenging and relentlessly rewarding. My daughter is biological and my son is adopted. I love them both so much. From the morning when you wake up to putting them to bed at night, and every moment in between, it really is so special. And boy, is it exhausting. One thing that I fear about being a parent is the future for my children. I think a parent's job is to protect our children, but also prepare them for the world so they become good, kind human beings. But I'm also hopeful that the future holds a more inclusive and compassionate world for them.
That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Over the years, you've really kept up with the times. You're on social media.
Like, dislike, block.
Maintained your health.
10,000 steps. I'm a beast.
You even programmed your own smart home.
In 10 minutes, remind me that I'm a genius.
In 10 minutes, I'll remind you that you're a genius.
If you can do all that, you can definitely save for retirement. Just go to aceyourretirement.org, a free online tool sponsored by AARP that can help you get on track with your retirement savings no matter your age. At aceyourretirement.org, you'll meet Avo, the friendly digital retirement coach, and in just 3 minutes, get personalized recommendations to help boost your retirement savings. They're easy to understand and work with your lifestyle. It's quick, easy, and free. Plus, it's brought to you by AARP, so you know they got your back.
You are a genius.
Take charge of your retirement. Go to aceyourretirement.org now. That's aceyourretirement.org. A message.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Hey, beware of bullos who believe they were sent by God or DNA. I'll tell you about that in just a moment. Welcome to our program on this beautiful Tuesday. Boy, is it cold here in Portland. We had a hard freeze last night, and it's not even December. It will be in a couple of days, but wow. Weather wacky where you are? Anyhow, speaking of which, why also in this first hour of the program, why are gas prices not being treated as a political story? All of a sudden, the price of gas is below $3 a gallon in many parts of the United States, and nobody's talking about this as politics. I will, in about, I don't know, 10, 15 minutes, we'll get to that. In the second hour of the program, I want to get into this. There's been a substantial increase in people who are being, shall we say, not social, who are living alone by and large. And fascinating op-ed about it this morning that I read, and I wanted to share with you in defense of being alone. We'll talk about that and introversion. And also in the second hour, will Georgia go blue? And Franklin Graham's new ugly lie about same-sex marriage exposed. We'll talk about that in the second hour. In the third hour, the real reason why China is still having severe lockdowns. It's a fascinating story. And it's going to be a challenge, I think, not just for China and the whole world. We'll talk about that in the third hour. And also, can the Republican Party harm Ukraine? And also, the war is in a dangerously new phase. We'll talk about both of those things in the third hour of the program. So a lot coming up today. Over at HartmanReport.com, my op-ed for the day is titled "Beware of Those Who Believe They Were Sent by God or DNA." And, you know, I think that first of all, you've got, like, you know, Marjorie Taylor Greene out there saying, you know, we talked about this yesterday, saying, "Oh, Donald Trump couldn't possibly have pardoned those January 6th protesters, you know, the traitors who tried to take down our government." Actually, he could have, just like Jimmy Carter, you know, pardoned the draft dodgers. But, you know, nonetheless, she's very upset about this. She's quite concerned. And many, perhaps most of those people who attacked our Capitol on January 6th actually believed they were doing work endorsed by their white male all-supreme God. Just like the people who flew the planes into the Twin Towers believed that they were doing the work endorsed by their brown male all-supreme God. You can't negotiate with people who believe that they were sent by a God. And it's not just necessarily the religious God, but, you know, the events, the podcasts, the programs, the politicians whipping up the traitors who attacked us on January 6th were funded at various levels and in various ways by morbidly rich people who believe in their own personal divinity. They see themselves as standing apart from the rest of humanity, as genetically superior to the rest of us. Back about 2 weeks ago, November 17th, the headline at Business Insider pretty much sums it all up. Quote, "Billionaires want to save civilization by having tons of genetically superior kids inside the movement to take control of human evolution." Right. Ask the relatives of Holocaust victims if it's possible to negotiate with people who consider themselves genetically superior. Ask the descendants of enslaved Africans if it's possible to negotiate with people who consider themselves genetically superior. This is where the right-wing billionaire movement finds common cause with white evangelicals and Republican white supremacist American fascists. And none of them, the billionaires, the evangelicals, or the fascists, will negotiate in good faith with people that they consider inferior to them. Their goal is to subjugate America and Americans, to create a Potemkin democracy in this nation. Yes, we'll still have elections. They just won't matter anymore, right? Because the independent state legislatures can decide who's going to be president. They believe, these people believe that democracy is their enemy. And some have openly said as much, that America went downhill when black men could vote, or when white women were allowed to vote, or when the Senate was elected by the people instead of appointed by state legislatures owned by local oligarchs. Democracy, they believe, gives the rabble, the takers, Ayn Rand's horrible takers, the power to take away from the makers, who are wealthy and powerful because of God's blessing or superior genetics or both. The rabble's constantly trying to make their lives better, but they're just the rabble. Why should the superior subsidize the inferior? After all, you know, the first law of nature, according to these people, is survival of the fittest. A phrase, by the way, that Darwin only used once in all his writings. It was Herbert Spencer who really made that famous, not Charles Darwin. So basically, these rich, religious right-wingers are saying, you know, so what if Americans want strong Social Security and Medicare? Healthcare is a right instead of a privilege, free college or affordable college. So what if workers want unions or a minimum wage that you can live on and support a family with, or affordable housing? It's not the job, they say, of the superior, the blessed, to take care of the inferior, the cursed. It is, in fact, an affront to nature itself. It's a violation of nature's basic law of the survival of the fittest. But the truth is that nobody's worth, and I put that worth in scare quotes because, you know, I just want to completely generalize this, nobody is worth a million times more than another person. The truth is that our nation wasn't founded or premised on any religion's God deciding who should rule over us. And the truth is that the most morbidly rich people, or that most of the morbidly rich people, inherited their wealth or started from a foundation of substantial privilege, as Bill Gates' father liked to point out. I don't believe he was on the program, but I think Chuck Collins, his co-author, was on our program. Chuck has been on our program many times. And he and Bill Gates Sr. wrote a book together about the importance of it was called Our Common Wealth, Accumulated Fortunes. And, you know, it's time to tax accumulated fortunes. And it was a book about the estate tax. These people have no divine or inherent right to choose who's going to rule the rest of us, regardless of what the Supreme Court, this corrupted Supreme Court, says. They've seized that power. It's not divine, it's not inherent, it was seized. And it was seized through decades of diligent conspiracy and elaborate, well-funded collaboration. But it's a corrupted power, a perverted right, an inversion of the principles on which Republican democracy is based. But that doesn't stop their rage. Their rage that others want what they have. Their rage that the miserable takers of society would think that the noble makers should have to pay taxes to support what our Constitution calls the general welfare. That rage is vented from 1,000 mouths every day on radio and television stations they own across the nation, from 10,000 websites and blogs, from 1 million bots and paid shills on social media. It's plastered across our television screens during political campaigns. It marches through our streets proclaiming that Jews will not replace us. It oozes and dribbles from the lips of their wholly owned politicians. This path that they're following to take ultimate power and control over our nation is a path that's well trod throughout history. Turn the people against each other. Make dissent a crime. Punish deviance from society's norms. Turn the people against each other. And do it all to save the children. It's always all about protecting the children. From Nixon's drug laws directed against young anti-war and civil rights protesters, to Bush's No Child Left Behind scam to make money for his brother's educational testing company, to DeSantis's Don't Say Gay laws promoting bigotry in schools. It's always about protecting the children. Didn't you know there's people who want to drink their blood, who hide them in the basements of pizza shops? Even Putin reportedly told Trump that he'd started a campaign to, and I'm not making this up, save the children of Ukraine. We are right now at a midpoint in a recurrent arc of history that's been experienced by our ancestors, by those in other lands, by nations all the way back to the earliest cities of prehistory, and it will end one of two ways. Either the ones acting on behalf of their God and their superior genes will conquer our nation, or our nation will conquer them. In the 1930s, they thought they could conquer America by assassinating Franklin Roosevelt and marching a half million veterans to the Capitol building to seize control of Congress. But Smedley Butler ratted them out, and they were defeated. Still, they found common cause with the rising fascist movements in Germany and Italy, as Rachel Maddow has brilliantly documented with her Ultra podcast. But FDR called him out. He said it was natural and perhaps human that the privileged princes of these new economic dynasties, thirsting for power, reached out for control over government itself. They created a new despotism and wrapped it in the robes of legal sanction. In its service, new mercenaries sought to regiment the people, their labor, and their property. And as a result, the average man once more confronts the problem that faced the Minuteman. He would later say, they hate me. They are unanimous in their hate for me, and I welcome their hatred. In that era, they tried to conquer America, but instead America conquered them. FDR hit them with a 91% top tax rate that held above 70% until the Reagan Revolution. Congress regulated their businesses and legalized unions. Chastened, they retreated to their executive suites and mansions to play their games of finance and philanthropy and monopoly, leaving politics largely untouched for two generations. But now they've risen again. They've taken $50 trillion from the American middle class in the past 40 years. They've seized control of the Supreme Court. They just got control of the House of Representatives through extreme gerrymandering. They've tried this three times. They were the one-third of Americans who fought on the side of the British in the Revolutionary War. They were the Southern oligarchs who ended democracy in the South and then reached out to end democracy in all of America in 1861. They were the people in 1930 who tried to kill Roosevelt, and when that failed, tried to destroy his New Deal. Will they succeed this time? Will they end the American experiment and take us down the road that others briefly took most of Europe 80 years ago because they were so sure of God's blessing and the brilliance of their DNA? Or will we end this cycle, like the last three, with we the people in charge? Well, I'm seeing, at a level not seen in previous generations, a hell of a lot of young people out there joining with a lot of older people, and it really encourages me. I'm optimistic.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
But nonetheless, beware of people who say that God or superior genes sent them to be in charge. You know, the guys in your life aren't boring, so don't give them boring gifts. Give them the gift from Man Crates. Show him you really care with hundreds of totally unique gift options available at mancrates.com. Like the Whiskey Appreciation Crate with a personalized handmade whiskey decanter and tumblers, ice sphere molds, slate coasters, and snacks. Or the Grillmaster Crate with a brass knuckle meat tenderizer, cast iron smoker box, steak thermometers, and more. Man Crates packs his gift in unique containers, so watching him open his gift is an unforgettable experience. Personalization is free, and every Man Crates gift comes with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. I think Man Crates are awesome, and so will the man in your life or Man Crates will make it right. For the rest of the season, buy one, get one 50% off with the code FESTIVE50 at mancrates.com. That's code FESTIVE50 at mancrates.com. One more time, code FESTIVE50 at mancrates.com. Hi, Tom Hartman here. My Hidden History series includes 10 timely and paramount books that break down some of the biggest issues of today. The first is The Hidden History of Guns and the Second Amendment, where I look at the real history of guns in America, had to do with slave patrols, and what we can do to limit both their lethal impact and the power of the NRA. The next is The Hidden History of the Supreme Court and the Betrayal of America, where I lay out how Ronald Reagan and Richard Nixon both committed treason to become president just to put right-wingers on the Supreme Court and how the Supreme Court paid them back. The third is The Hidden History of the War on Voting, Who Stole Your Vote and How to Get It Back, where we look at how Hillary Clinton actually won the last election and common sense things that people can do to reclaim their rights to vote. Coming this fall is The Hidden History of Monopolies, How Big Business Destroyed the American Dream. And next spring you'll see The Hidden History of Oligarchy, The Rise of the Hard Right. That's the Hidden History series by yours truly, Tom Hartman, available wherever fine books are sold. Hey, my new book, The Hidden History of the War on Voting, Who Stole Your Vote and How to Get It Back, is arriving in bookstores on February 10th. I cover how the heartbeat of democracy depends on the vote. This book goes in depth on the racist legacy of our vote and the unique struggles of women and Native Americans. In part two, there's a deep dive into the economic royalists' modern war on voting. And part three is the solutions, how we get out there and get active. Pre-order now at any fine bookstore. I'm also on the road with a book tour for The Hidden History of Voting. Join me on Monday, February 17th in San Francisco for the Berkeley Arts and Letters Series. On Wednesday, February 19th at Town Hall, Seattle. Sunday, February 23rd for the Blue State Ball in Minneapolis. On Friday, February 28th at Powell's in Portland. And Sunday, March 1st in Chicago. More information is available at tomhartman.com. This book is the third in the series after The Hidden History of Guns and the Second Amendment and The Hidden History of the Supreme Court and the Betrayal of America. Order your copy now, The Hidden History of the War on Voting.
In the foreword to Tom Hartman's book, The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight, The Fate of the World and What We Can Do Before It's Too Late, renowned author Joseph Chilton Pierce writes,
"To discover brilliant, innovative, creative, and original thinking is one of life's rare privileges. To discover that such a thinker has focused on the most critical of all issues facing our species is encouraging. Because The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight is a seminal work offering a viewpoint original yet ancient, I see our situation today in a new light. And because of the scope and depth of this work, I find it inspiring as well as disturbing. I rather exhausted superlative in praise of Tom Hartman's book, The Prophet's Way, which I rightly called the most important book I've ever read. But now I find the sequel calling for equal praise, since the issue here addresses the whole of our species, and indeed all species."
The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight, The Fate of the World and What We Can Do Before It's Too Late by Tom Hartman, in bookstores everywhere.
Change starts with you. You can be calling your Democratic or Republican representatives to let them know what you think by calling 202-224-3121. It's the Capitol switchboard. It'll get you right through to them. So what gifts are you getting this year for the wine lovers and entertaining mavens in your life? For this holiday season, why not go to wineenthusiast.com for unique quality wine gifts and accessories for everyone, naughty or nice, on your list. Most people know Wine Enthusiast in their monthly magazine and wine ratings, but for more than 40 years, Wine Enthusiast has also been the premier destination for fine wine lifestyle products, offering the largest selection of wine storage, accessories, glassware, furniture, and personalized gifts galore. You want it, they have it. Wine Enthusiast designs and offers the largest selection of wine storage for every drinker, every budget, and every collection, from 6 to 600 bottles. Plus, expert wine storage consultants are available by phone to help you find the right fit for all your needs. With the best customer reviews and hassle-free returns, Wine Enthusiast is one of our holiday destinations. Visit wineenthusiast.com or text CHEERS to 73784. That's CHEERS to 73784. Shop the best prices of the holiday season on wine gifts everyone will love at wineenthusiast.com. From premium wine storage and dazzling decanters to personalized cheese boards and outdoor axe throwing sets. Wine Enthusiast, message and data rates may apply. And welcome back, 24 minutes past the hour. We just can't let that happen again. onward through the fog here. Okay, I wanted to talk about oil prices in the United States. This is nuts. Gasoline is now below $3 a gallon. Just before the election, gasoline was topping $6 a gallon. Two things had happened to make that happen. Number one, Chevron, ExxonMobil, Shell, I mean, you know, right across the board, the big oil companies, these giant oil behemoths that hate Democrats and Joe Biden because he's saying to them, no, you can't drill for more oil. And, you know, we're going to talk about taxing you with windfall taxes and all these kind of things. They were all jacking up their profits to the friggin' ceiling. Literally the largest three oil companies in the United States had the largest profits that they had ever had in 100 years. In the last few months, in the last quarter of last year. Why? Because they were trying to hurt Democrats in the elections. Come on, let's just tell the truth about this. I haven't heard that mentioned once. And I, you know, Louise and I were watching MSNBC for a couple of hours this morning while we were doing show prep. Not one mention anywhere that I can see. So number one, you got the oil companies. And number two, you've got Russia and MBS, Mohammed Bonesaw. And, you know, these guys got together and said, no, we're going to jack prices up. We're going to jack oil prices up just in time for the election. And Biden said, hey, can you hold off for a month? You're interfering in U.S. domestic politics. I mean, he didn't say that, but it was obvious why. And they said, no, we're not going to hold off for a month. This is urgent. Because Mr. Bonesaw and Mr. Putin did not want to see the Democrats in charge of Congress because, very simply, they believed correctly that if the Republicans seized control of both the House and the Senate, they would stop aid to Ukraine. They may still be able to stop aid to Ukraine with control of the House. We'll get into that in more depth in the third hour, but how come this is not being discussed as a political story? The gas prices are now lower than they've been since December of 2021. When, you know, gas prices were $3 a gallon. Why is it not being discussed as politics? It sure seems that way to me. I'll pick up your calls on the other side of the break.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
West Texas Intermediate crude is $74 a barrel right now. Amazing. The holidays are right around the corner, and we're ready. Why? Because we use HelloFresh. HelloFresh delivers delicious recipes and more right to our door, so we can skip that extra grocery store trip, take a break from meal planning, and actually enjoy this special time of the year. HelloFresh always has something new to try, with over 35 chef-crafted recipes each week, chock full of quality ingredients and choice proteins. Plus, we can stock our pantry and even prep for a party with seasonal and convenience items from HelloFresh Market. When we're in a hurry, their 20-minute meals and easy cleanup options make for more quality time around the dinner table and less time in the kitchen. And saving money is always a priority around the holidays. HelloFresh is cheaper than grocery shopping and 25% less expensive than takeout. Louise and I have learned so much about cooking from HelloFresh. Plus, we brought that knowledge to other meals. Sign up today for 70% off plus free shipping with the code TOM70 at HelloFresh.com/TOM70. That's code TOM70 at HelloFresh.com/TOM70.
By now, you know exactly what a medical alert device is. So let's talk about what we offer. What are the best prices for medical alert devices in the country? If you're on a fixed income, call our special medical alert hotline right now. You'll qualify for free equipment and our best price starting at $1 a day. That's it. You can have your loved one or yourself protected by the largest medical emergency response network in the country. If you need a medical alert system for your mom, your dad, you, or another loved one, call right now and start 24/7 protection for about $1 a day. With no setup fees, equipment charges, or long-term contracts. You've seen the rest. Now call Stay Safe now for our best price. 800-307-0603. 800.
WAUK 540 AM. Franklin's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at waukradio.com.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
The Devil's Advocates.
Aaron Mostofsky, who rioted at the U.S. Capitol on January 6th, was dressed as Captain Caveman. QAnon shaman meets Law and Order?
Right. I mean, he pulled it off a whole lot better than Aaron Mostofsky.
Well, let me read a quote from the judge in this case. I hope you'll leave some of this fantasy world behind. Mostofsky was sentenced to 8 months in prison.
Looking at the guy, he might be one who loses his mattress on the first day. Breaking news.
Follow the Devil's Advocates on Facebook and Twitter.
27% of the American workforce, and some even say 30%, were in unions who had representation and who clearly did not have to worry about whether or not they were going to get their fair share. But I'm definitely going to fight for people who get the short end of the stick in this society only because they don't have representation. That's who I am.
Check out the Earl Ingram Show every day from 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. only on WAUK 540 a.m. 101 FM, The Shaw.
Courage. I learned it from my adoptive mom.
Hold my hand.
You hold my hand.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care at AdoptUSKids.org. You can't imagine the reward. Brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Women get a lot of advice about self-care these days, but one of the most important self-care steps we can take is making sure we're financially secure later in life. For small steps you can take to save for retirement, visit WeSaySaveIt.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. I came out in the 11th grade. Nobody was embracing you. The kids were cruel. It was very difficult to be gay. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
The hard part was determining that I was going to do it, but I definitely didn't do it alone.
At age 30, with the help of her mentor, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
I have a mentor, Maria. She convinced me to continue my education and to finish what I started to get my diploma. Just never judges. She's a true role model. If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, go get it. You can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
The Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council present the story of Cynthia and Ed.
My mother was always very active and independent, and she was familiar with her neighborhood. But one day, out of the blue, she stopped at the stop sign for much longer than usual. And she didn't know whether she should go forward or turn or just stay at the stop sign. She wasn't even really sure where she was at. She was very concerned. It was very unsettling for her.
It's important for you to talk to someone about it, to bring the family in on it. I felt so much better after my son told me, Mom, I don't want you to worry or be afraid. I'll be there for you and we'll figure it out.
When something feels different, it could be Alzheimer's. Now is the time to talk. Visit alz.org/ourstories to learn more. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
My mother was very familiar with her neighborhood, but one day she stopped at the stop sign and she wasn't even really sure where she was at.
When something feels different, it could be Alzheimer's. Now is the time to talk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us. Welcome back. 34 minutes past the hour. Plus, it's Giving Tuesday, by the way. And so if you're listening to our program or watching it, if you're watching on Free Speech TV or If you're listening to it on one of our Pacifica affiliates, we're on nonprofit radio stations all across the nation. There are literally hundreds of Pacifica affiliates, and many of them carry this program. So many of them carry it live. Some of them carry, time delay or the 1 hour version of it. If you're listening on any of those venues, those nonprofit venues, it's a great day to hit their website and make a contribution to them if you're into Giving Tuesday. And similarly, if you're listening to us on one of our many commercial radio stations, that are paid for by advertising, it's a great day to call their advertisers and thank them for advertising with those stations, because that's paying the bills. It's literally paying for your local advertising. None of that money comes to us. It all goes to the local station, which is a good thing, because on the national advertising, all that money goes to us. That's how it works in radio. But bottom line, let advertisers know, if you're listening on a commercial station, that you appreciate the fact that they're supporting progressive radio. There's just like nowhere near enough radio stations in this country doing that. And we need to help make the stations that are commercial stations that are, carrying progressive talk radio successful, so that other stations will look at that and go, hey, maybe we should dump these right wingers and pick up a left wing format. We have been adding probably a radio station every 3 or 4 weeks for a couple of years now. I mean, there has been a steady, slow but steady move toward more and more progressive talk radio on both commercial and non-commercial radio. So it's a great day to help out with that. Anyhow, to pick up your calls. Whoa, I had the caller I was going to pick up just hung up. Robert in Omaha, Nebraska. Hey, Robert, what's on your mind today?
Hi, Tom. Yes. So I was wondering something. I've been getting a lot of mailings recently, and they basically are of like people who are saying that I give money to like feed the poor and everything.
Right.
And it seems weird, because it seems like the same people who do that support like Republican politicians who like keep these people like in poverty and stuff. So I was wondering if I could get like your opinion on that.
Yeah, I think it's a real tragedy that, back in 1980, the Reagan campaign, up until that point, the Republican Party had been, they were religious. They would in 1956, it was the Republicans and Dwight Eisenhower who pushed to put In God We Trust on our coins, for example. So there was always that kind of religious base there, but it wasn't fanatic. But in 1980, the Reagan campaign made common cause with hardcore right-wing white evangelical zealots who were very, very, at that time, keep in mind this was 1980, was just, 3 decades after Brown v. Board, were just seriously pissed off at the requirement that schools be integrated. And that kicked off this whole religious movement that Jerry Falwell tried to start an all-white academy at Bob Jones University. He had a bunch of these, he had several states that Maryland, a large chunk of Maryland, shut down their public schools for a chunk of a year. There was one of the counties, I think it was Prince George's County, that shut down for more than a year. All their schools, you had all these, so there was all this blowback to racial integration that got embraced by this faction within white Christianity that calls themselves the white evangelicals. And Reagan made common cause with them, and specifically the Ralph Reed, Jerry Falwell folks. And when they brought in George W. Bush as their liaison to the right-wing hardcore Christian community. And that fringe has just gotten nuttier and nuttier as time goes on, or more and more certain of their divine guidance. And if you think that you're here because God put you here, or you're doing the work that you are because your version of God decided that you should, God bless you. I have no problem with that at all. I have feelings like that myself from time to time. I'll tell you, but to say that because I believe God put me here, therefore I have the right and power to be in charge of you, that's wrong. And that's the step when religion merged with politics in 1980 in the Reagan campaign. That was when it all started to go to hell. And I mean that literally, to going to hell. It's that's when religion became corrupted. And we ended up with people like, you know, Franklin Graham, who's out there trashing gay people today, and Jerry Falwell Jr., you know, who had to resign in disgrace in a sex scandal, and Jerry Falwell Sr., of course, who was just, you know, as corrupt as they come, and all these multimillionaire televangelists and whatnot. So, I'm sorry, I went off on a rant there, but did I speak to your issue?
No, that's okay.
Okay.
Yes.
Robert, thank you. Thank you very much for the call. Bob in Raleigh, North Carolina. Hey, Bob, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Tom, thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I just wanted to make a comment about the survival of the fittest. You know, it seems to me that, for either through design or evolution, this planet and the us creatures on it is kind of designed for our survival. You know, we have water, we have food. So what's happened is the wealthy, the morbidly wealthy, as you described them, they have privatized all the land, much of it that we need just to survive. And now, you know, housing prices and stuff has gone through the roof. It's even hard to buy a house. So when I was young, I was taught to fish. I was taught to hunt. I was taught to grow food. So the idea of the survival of the fittest, well, none of us can survive if we don't have those basic things, and they have taken them away. So I just find that whole idea of survival of the fittest to not be, you know, when the wealthy use it, you know, and, you know, pull yourself up by the bootstraps and all that crap. I just find it to be an invalid statement now, yeah, because the things that we need to survive are no longer available to us.
Well, also, the game has not yet reached its final cycle. It may well be that like bacteria kill their host, you know, and suddenly all the bacteria die, right? If somebody dies of bacterial pneumonia, once they're dead, so are all the bacteria in their body. It might have been the fittest bacteria relative to that particular host until it wasn't. That experiment is still ongoing with the human race on this planet. But beyond that, I think all your points are very well made, Bob, and thank you. Thank you for the call, and thanks for pointing them out. Patty in Columbus, Ohio, your thoughts for the day, Patty.
Listen, Tom, Joyce called me out. I should have been more prepared, but something tripped in me. I wanted to be asking you a question. There's a provision in the Constitution that allows Congress to overturn things like Citizens United and Roe v. Wade. And I know we aren't a white husband, and I'd like your take on that. I'm sure you mentioned it before. I'm sure you have.
Have I? I'm sorry, Patty. I had a hard time understanding everything you said. Your phone is a little
that's my fault. Here's the deal again. There's a provision in the Constitution that allows Congress to overturn Citizens United,
right,
versus Wade.
Right.
And I'm sure you...
So what's your question?
My question is, why haven't they done it?
Oh, why haven't they done it? They haven't done it because they're afraid of the political outrage, frankly. And I think that some are afraid of establishing the precedent. There is this idea, or ideal, let's say, that the court system should be above politics. In fact, that was the idea and the ideal that, on which it was founded. You know, that's the foundation of Article 3 of the Constitution, that it's above politics. But the sad reality has been that the courts have always been political. Typically what courts should do is reflect public opinion. Maybe with a little bit of lag time, but, you know, they should reflect public opinion. Right now, though, what has happened is that, you know, these right-wingers have risen up and taken over the packing of our courts. And so our courts, to at least if you look at the Republican appointees over the last couple of decades, our courts no longer reflect American public opinion, and they're trying to bend American public, law to their will, making it hard to form unions, and now they're talking about ending gay marriage making abortion illegal and all these other things. And so, yes, Congress could step in and say, no, Supreme Court, you can't do that. But I think that there's, I wrote a whole book recommending this, by the way. You know, the hidden history of the Supreme Court, the betrayal of America. But my sense of it, from having talked to legislators and just, you know, my sense of it, is that they are afraid that if they overrule the Supreme Court on, for example, abortion, or more consequentially, actually, Citizens United, your example, Patty, if they overrule the Supreme Court on Citizens United, then when the Republicans take control of Congress, they might overrule the Supreme Court on, you know, something positive, although, you know, so many of the positive things that the Supreme Court did back, you know, pre-1975 have already been reversed, but, you know, they might reverse Brown v. Board or something like that. So,
you should do what the right thing to do. Woulda, coulda, shoulda.
I'm with you. I'm with you. If it's the right thing to do, you should do it. And by the way, I would add, the Supreme Court has taken onto themselves a power that the Constitution and the founders and framers did not intend for them to have. And at the very least, it needs to be moderated. So, Patty, I think, you know, spot on your comments and your thoughts, and you know, thank you for the call. This is a critical juncture, a critical moment in our nation's history, and just like it was in the 1930s. And, you know, here we have a president again having a battle with the Supreme Court, just like Franklin Roosevelt did from 1934, or really from 1933 right up until 1937. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
And then, of course, you know, with the switch in time that saved nine, Franklin Roosevelt actually broke the Supreme Court, which is pretty amazing.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 877-247-1581. 877-247-1581. 877-247-1581.
What can the wisdom of the 19th century provide for you? Turn back the clock with White House correspondent Ellen Ratner and renowned spiritualist Ann Gaiman to find out. In the new book, Self-Empowerment, 9 Things the 19th Century Can Teach Us About Living in the 21st, they shed light on history's greatest spiritual minds. Take a journey into history and healing with the masters of the 19th century as your guide. Self-Empowerment, 9 Things the 19th Century Can Teach Us About Living in the 21st, available through Changing Lives Press at selfempowermentbook.com.
Happy anniversary, honey.
Oh, you shouldn't have. Wait, is that a goat?
Goats are a great gift, but maybe not for her. Go to goatsfortheoldgoat.com to give a goat and end hunger in South Sudan. So, do you like it? Goatsfortheoldgoat.com.
In the war-torn areas of Southern Sudan, one goat can make the difference between life and death. Visit goatsfortheoldgoat.org.
What can the wisdom of the 19th century provide for you? Turn back the clock with White House correspondent Ellen Ratner and renowned spiritualist Ann Gaiman to find out. In the new book, Self-Empowerment, 9 Things the 19th Century Can Teach Us About Living in the 21st, they shed light on history's greatest spiritual minds. Take a journey into history and healing with the masters of the 19th century as your guide. Self-Empowerment, 9 Things the 19th Century Can Teach Us About Living in the 21st, available through Changing Lives Press at selfempowermentbook.com.
One goat can make the difference between nourishment and hunger. One goat can make the difference between poverty and sustained income. In the war-torn areas of Southern Sudan, one goat can make the difference between life and death. Find out how you can help. Visit goatsfortheoldgoat.org. That's goats, F-O-R, theoldgoat.org. Fighting hunger, one goat at a time.
Attention floor buyers. The 6th annual fall flooring yard sale is going on now at Lumber Liquidators. Get high quality flooring at low yard sale prices, like Woodlook waterproof floors from just 39 cents. All Dream Home X2O water resistant laminate is on sale. Prefinished hardwood is starting at $149. Get more deals in store while supplies last. Plus, special project financing and professional installation with Install Plus. Hurry, visit lumberliquidators.com to find the Lumber Liquidators store near you today.
I'm Jay Farner from Quicken Loans. Choosing the right mortgage lender involves much more than just a rate. Quicken Loans has earned 11 J.D. Power Awards for client satisfaction. And we invented Rocket Mortgage, a simpler, hassle-free way to get a mortgage completely online. No one else has anything like it. So choose Quicken Loans, America's number one online lender. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Equal housing lender, NMLS number 3030.
Share the Tom Hartman program with your friends. We're available on Sirius XM, Free Speech TV, Pacifica, commercial stations nationwide, YouTube, Twitter, Facebook, on the Tom Hartman app, and you can even tell your smart speaker to listen to the Tom Hartman program. The guys in your life aren't boring, so don't give them boring gifts. Give them a gift from Man Crates. Show him you really care with hundreds of totally unique gift options available at mancrates.com. Like the Whiskey Appreciation Crate with a personalized handmade whiskey decanter and tumblers, ice sphere molds, slate coasters, and snacks. Or the Grillmaster Crate with a brass knuckle meat tenderizer, cast iron smoker box, steak thermometers, and more. Man Crates packs his gift in unique containers, so watching him open his gift is an unforgettable experience. Personalization is free, and every Man Crates gift comes with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. I think Man Crates are awesome, and so will a man in your life, or Man Crates will make it right. For the rest of the season, you can get buy one, get one for 50% off with the code FESTIVE50 at mancrates.com. That code, FESTIVE50 at mancrates.com. Welcome back, 51 minutes past the hour. David in Canterbury, Connecticut. Hey, David, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Tom, good to talk to you.
Thank you.
I just feel real happy that I made my regular Christmas donation to Free Speech TV. And
oh, good on you,
David. Got to keep it going, Tom.
Yep.
I love the show. I love everything about it. But what I wanted to talk about is that you were talking a little bit about the pushback from white folks. Parental rights movement started with Brown v. Board, you know, and it is a direct connection to the parental rights movement today, Tom. In my state of Connecticut, a lot of the local politicians were running on parental rights, and it sounds really great, you know, parental parents need rights and so on and so on, but they don't tell the rest of the story, Tom, as so often is the case with billionaire media. You know, they put things out there, but there's no explanation about what they're really talking about, and politicians use it, you know, to spin stuff all the time. And my frustration is, Tom, you know, parental rights, you know, started as a white backlash and it was tremendously racist, and it's continued to be racist. And you add on the homophobia now with the oppression of LGBTs and so right. on and so forth.
Don't say gay bills and things like that. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And recently, the Mothers for Liberty, which is a parental rights organization. Are you familiar with them, Tom?
I am, and they're funded by the right wing, the
exactly,
usual suspects, the right wing billionaires.
By dark money, yeah. And they were originally a small group of women in Florida. Dark money, you know, is searching around, spotted them. So this is a great idea to put out there for the right wing, and their numbers have grown tremendously, Tom. And just recently, they got a black superintendent fired in the state of Virginia. Mm-hmm. They're taking over school boards nationally. And Tom, my frustration is, I try to talk to people about this, and they look at me like I have three eyes. What can we do, Tom, to stop this stuff? I mean, it's extremely frustrating that. You know, people buy into the great sounding, you know, things like parental rights. This is so great, but
yeah,
they don't know the rest
children.
Of the story, Tom. How do we combat this?
Well, I think you just tell the truth about it, David. You know, these are there is a war on public education. It has three core ideological roots. You've got the groups who are upset that public education is integrated, racially integrated, which is where it all started after the Brown v. Board decision, as you correctly pointed out. You've got right-wing billionaires who believe that, who don't want to pay taxes and don't want to support things for the rabble, and they're the principal funders of these groups. And then you've got right-wing ideologues, the so-called libertarians, who believe that government should not be in the business of educating people or doing anything else, that the only appropriate role for government is the military and the police and the courts. And, you know, so it's like a perfect storm. And these guys are all coming together, in a fairly crazy fashion. So, anyhow, Mike in Detroit. Hey, Mike, what's on your mind today?
Well, good morning, Tom. All right. Like I told the call screener, there's not much I agree with you. You're kind of like my father-in-law, or not my daughter's father-in-law. He's a big-time Democrat, and we could go hours and hours talking back and forth, and that's the way it should be. I mean, it's great to disagree.
Well, let's get right to it here, Mike, because I see the clock, have about a minute.
You said something, courts should rule in public opinion.
No, I didn't say they should. Maybe I did say they should, but historically, right. What courts have reflected public opinion, whether it was the decision in 1898 for separate but equal Plessy versus Ferguson, or whether it was Brown v. Board, the changing court reflected a changing electorate. That was my point.
But because if you go public opinion, that flies in the face of everything that we're built upon. I mean, they're supposed to go.
You're
by,
right.
You're right.
They're supposed to judge independent of that, but that's not how it actually works. You know.
Well, we know they can be biased one way or the other, but.
Well, no, I think judges are members of society too, and as society changes and the norms of society change, the standards by which judges interpret things are going to change. You know, 100 years ago, 110 years ago, you would have had every court in the country saying, you know, any woman who tries to vote should be put in jail. You're not going to find a single court right. That's going to say that today. I mean, you might find a few judges who think they should, but it's not going to happen.
You just caught me off guard when you said they should rule in public opinion, and that's kind of like mob rule.
I get that, but my point was that where you start seeing significant blowback against courts is when they're not ruling, neither at the forefront of public opinion, like they were with Brown v. Board, or like they were with Roe v. Wade, or where they've just gone way past, you know, regressively, essentially. They're ignoring public opinion, which is what I think the Dobbs decision did. And that produces a crisis for the courts. That was my point, Mike. Mike, thanks for the call. It's nice to hear from you.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
Spoiled supermarket meats, sawdust-like fillers, artificial preservatives, these are just a few of the potentially harmful ingredients found in many popular dog foods today. That's why Dr. Marty created Nature's Blend, a freeze-dried raw dog food made with real cuts of meat, omega-3 rich seeds, superfood veggies, and fruit. Dr. Marty has been called the miracle worker by Forbes because he's helped countless dogs thrive. Our dogs love this food. Nature's Blend is designed to help support your dog's playfulness, healthy skin, soft coat, easy digestion, and youthful mobility. Dogs go bonkers for the savory flavor and texture. For the holidays, save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and a free festive holiday dog sweater with select orders. Go to drmartypets.com/Tom or text Tom, T-H-O-M, to 511-511. They offer 100% 90-day return on your purchase price. Text TOM to 511-511 today. Offer available with select orders while supplies last. Text fees may apply. You may receive up to...
WAUK will be broadcasting the Waukesha Christmas Parade live, and you can become a sponsor. Call us at 262-232-8164. Sponsorship includes an on-air interview during the live broadcast of the Christmas Parade. A portion of the proceeds goes directly to the Waukesha Memorial Fund. Please call at 262-232-8164. That's 262-232-8164.
What is dedication?
I think a parent's job is to protect our children, but also prepare them for the world so they become good, kind human beings.
That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov.
Dad, I picked up your pills, made your lunch, and your laundry is done.
When you care for a loved one, you take care of everything. But are you taking care of yourself? Find free care guides at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP.
You are listening to WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha. Always streaming on the Civic Media app.